Today we're making one of the quickest, coolest DNB Vibe builders out there, a resampled VHS rave stab for Smoky Warehouse Energy in Ableton Live 12. If you've ever heard that dusty, haunted, old-school jungle feeling where the chords seem to flicker in and out around the breakbeat, that's the kind of thing we're building here. And the best part is, we're not trying to make a giant musical part. We're making a groove tool, something that talks back to the drums, leaves space for the sub, and gives the track that memory lane, tape-worn character. So first, open a new set and get a basic drum and bass loop going. Aim for around 170 to 174 BPM. If you have a breakbeat loop, great. If not, use a stock drum rack or a sliced break sample. Add a simple sub bass or even just a low note for context. We want to hear the stab inside the rhythm, not floating in solo where everything sounds bigger than it really is. That's an important DNB habit, by the way. Always test stabs and chords in context. If it works with the break and the sub, it's usually going to work in the track. If it only sounds good alone, it probably needs simplifying. Now let's build the stab source. On a ME track, load something like Wavitable, Analog, or Operator. Keep it simple and bright. A saw-based sound works great here. You can use one saw or two slightly detuned saws if you want a little more width and heat. Shape it like a real stab, not a pad. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, short release. Think punchy and immediate. If you want that classic rave chord feel, play a short minor chord or a simple stab voicing with two or three notes. Don't overcomplicate the harmony. In jungle and old school DNB, rhythm and attitude usually matter more than fancy chord movement. A good starting point is an attack of almost zero, decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds, sustain very low, and a short release. That gives you a hit that speaks and gets out of the way. Now comes the fun part, resample it. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, play your stab pattern, and record one or two bars of it. You can even record a few versions if you want, like one cleaner take, one brighter take, and one with a longer tail. That gives you more options later. Resampling is the secret sauce here. It lets you turn a synth idea into something that feels printed, aged, and more like found material. Once it's audio, you can chop it, warp it, nudge it and process it like a fragment from an old tape loop. That's where the VHS rave character really starts to appear. Once you've recorded it, drag or keep the clip in place and start chopping it into a phrase. Slit it on the grid at eighths or sixteenths, then remove the parts you don't need. You want little pockets of silence. That empty space is what makes the break feel powerful. A really solid beginner pattern is something like this. One stab on the offbeat after beat one. Another hit before beat 2, a shorter answer around beat 3, and a final hit before the loop resets. You don't need a lot of notes. In fact, if the pattern starts feeling busy, remove notes before you add effects. A great jungle stab often gets stronger when it's a bit more restrained. Now zoom in on the groove. If you need it, use warp on the audio clip. For short, punchy stabs, beats mode usually works nicely. If the stab has more tail and texture, complex can help. The goal is to get it locked to tempo without killing the feel. This is where tiny timing moves can make a huge difference. Keep one hit tight on the grid, then nudge another one slightly late. Sometimes just a few milliseconds is enough to make the whole phrase feel more human and more worn in. That little push-pull is a big part of the Smoky Warehouse vibe. You can also shift the pitch a bit if you want more mood. Try dropping the stab one or two semitones for a darker, heavier feel, or raise it a semitone if you want a sharper, more urgent sting. Small changes only. We're not turning this into a lead line. We are keeping it mysterious and functional. Next, let's add some proper grime and depth using stock Ableton devices. A nice simple chain is auto filter, saturator, reverb, and utility. Start with auto filter. Use a high pass if the stab has too much low end, somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That helps keep the bass area clean for the kick and sub. You can also use a low pass or a gently opened low pass if you want the stab to feel darker and more hidden. A little resonance can give it some attitude, but don't overdo it. Then add saturator. Just a touch of drive can make the stab feel more physical and more 90s. Try a few dB of drive and keep soft clip on if needed. The idea is density, not destruction. If it starts getting harsh, back off and check the output level. After that, add small reverb. Keep it short and subtle. Think room or small plate, not giant cavern. In DNB, too much reverb can eat the snare and blur the groove. We want smoke, not soup. A low wet amount, maybe 5 to 15%, is usually enough to give it depth. Then use utility to control the stereo image. If the stab has any low mid body, keep the low end centered and avoid making it too wide. Wide can sound exciting, but in jungle and old school DNB, too much width can weaken the impact. Controlled width usually sounds heavier. Now let's make it groove properly. If you're using MIDI or clip gain before resampling, vary the velocity a little. If you're working with audio, vary the volume or the timing of different hits. One stab can sit a little behind the snare, another can come in just before the next drum hit, and one can be shorter so the bar breathes. If you want a little swing, use Ableton's groove pool, but keep it subtle. A small amount of swing can help, but too much will fight the break. The break already has movement. The stab should feel like it belongs inside that movement, not like it's trying to dance in a different style. A really good trick here is call and response. Let the stab answer the snare. For example, if your snare lands on 2 and 4, place a stab just after 2 or just before 4. That gives you that classic exchange between drums and chords. It feels very old school, very warehouse, and very DNB. Now build a simple 2-bar phrase. In bar 1, keep it straightforward. In bar 2, change one detail. Maybe remove one hit, or let the final stab ring a little longer, or add a tiny reversed pickup before the main hit. That kind of variation keeps the loop alive without making it feel like a new song every 2 bars. You can also do the advanced contrast move. Duplicate the stab and make one layer dry and focused, while the other is filtered, wider, and quieter. Blend them gently. That gives you depth without washing out the groove. It's a nice trick if you want the stab to feel haunted, but still punchy. For extra darkness, try a tiny bit of Redux, Chorus Ensemble, or Drum Bus, but use them lightly. A little bit of bit reduction or sample rate reduction can give you that battered digital tape feel. Drum Bus can add some physical weight. Just keep the low end under control and don't let the stab turn into a huge effect cloud. At this point, the stab should feel like part of the drum kit. That's the mindset shift. It's not a lead, it's punctuation. It should help the groove land harder, not steal attention from the break and sub. Now automate a few things to bring it to life. Auto filter cutoff is a great one. You can slowly close the filter over a few bars, then open it right on the downbeat when the phrase drops. You can also automate reverb wet amount so the last hit before a transition gets a little more space, then snap it back to drier and tighter when the drop arrives. Another really good move is narrowing the width before the drop and then opening it back up when a phrase hits. That contrast feels huge, but it's still controlled. That's exactly the kind of motion that works in darker DNB. For arrangement, think in practical DJ-friendly sections. In the intro, maybe the stab appears only once every 4 bars. In the breakdown, make it wetter and more spacious. In the drop, tighten it up and make it drier. Then in a switch-up, chop it differently or mute the first hit so the phrase resets and breathes. That's the whole game here. Repetition with small changes. Jungle and old school DNB thrive on that. You don't need a new hook every 8 bars. You need a stable idea that evolves just enough to stay exciting. A couple of final teacher notes before you go. If the pattern feels busy, remove notes. If the stab feels thin, check the midrange before boosting the highs. If it disappears, it might need a little more body around the mids, not just more brightness. And always test it with the kick and snare alone. If it works there, you're in a good place. For your quick practice run, make one rave-style stab, resample it, chop it into a 1-bar phrase with 3 to 5 hits, then create 2 versions, one brighter and tighter, one darker and wetter. Put both over a 172 BPM break, and listen to which one leaves more room for the snare and sub. That's the lesson. Take a raw rave stab, print it to audio, chop it into a groove and give it that smoky warehouse tape feel. Keep it sparse, keep it controlled, and let the break breathe. That's how you get that proper jungle old school DNB energy in Ableton Live 12.